Hey, Stephanie, I'm leaving this party. Want to come with?
Nah, I'll stay. I'm having fun. Do you have a ride home?
Yeah, Sammy is taking me home.
Katie, you are aware she's been drinking, right?
Yeah, it's all good. She only had a few glasses. I'll be all right. I'll wear my seatbelt.
No, it won't be all right. You do know that car crashes are the leading cause of death for teens? She's under 21, too, so she broke the drinking law. Also, because we live in Indiana, she could get arrested and put in jail for, like, a year. And if someone gets hurt, she could go for up to 8. She could also get her license taken away, pay a ton.
I've changed my mind. I won't get in the car with her. Oh, but I still need a ride home.
You know what? I'll take you. I haven't been drinking, so I'll be safe. Please never go home with someone in the car who's been drinking.
I promise. I won't ever do it. Thanks for looking out for me, Stephanie. You are a great friend.
Teen drivers are 3 times more likely than more experienced drivers to be involved in a fatal car crash. Make sensible and safe choices. Parties don't need drugs and alcohol to be fun. They just need everyone on the guest list to make it home safely. This message brought to you by the WHJE Public Service Department.